Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Like, I can't blame them because someone who's also like, you know, as like both of us who's in the industry, you know, it is, you need to make a story, guys. Yep. We got to write that script. We got to film that thing. We got to get the Academy Awards and whatever. But then, as you said, you know, to separate story world from reality. Because... don't rush into love just because.
Yeah.
I've been a victim many times. Like in grade. In grade 10.
This is an exposing session.
Girl, I knew at the moment. I was like, February is a month of love.
We're going to expose ourselves.
I'm about to expose myself. So in grade 10, there was this guy I really liked. Yeah. And I remember, like, I wrote a letter because I was like, I just feel so much. I need to write it. I need to get it out of my system.
Yeah.
I don't want to tell him. So I wrote the letter and I showed it to my dad asking for advice. My dad's like, yeah, no, girl, you have 15, like don't worry about guys right now.
Yeah.
15 more years and then you can start worrying about guys.
Guys, I remember, you reminded me of something my dad did also in the same situation. Mm. My dad, I remember this guy, when I was dating him, he was sending me food at my house and it was a thing, you know? And then and you guys, this was the part of the rebel stage in my life. I once mentioned that I had a rebel stage. But my dad and my mom called me because I was misbehaving. They called me for a meeting. Cool, we're sitting there. They're addressing all the stuff that they don't like about what I've been doing. Cool, fine. And then my dad's like, last thing, do you have a boyfriend? I remember I said, you know what? I'm going to give you the answer. I'm not lying about this. I'm going to I said, sure. Yes. I looked at him dead ass in the eyes. I said, yes, I do. And he's like, why? I remember. I'm like, because. And then.
That's vile. Oh, my word.
And the thing is, I was so prideful, guys. And I remember he's like, do you think this is going to last? And I was like, yes. And then he's like, do you think this man is going to, or this boy is going to be
as
with you?
Boy.
And then I said, yes. But in my heart, I knew that, guys, low-key in my heart, I knew it was a no. But I was just being prideful. But I just remembered that when you mentioned your dad. I'm like, yo.
No. Dads. The thing is, like, I'm so glad my dad was actually like, girl, 15 more years. But I was like, okay.
15 father. Is a stretch.
I was like, I will not be waiting until, like, I'm 30. To
hold on.
Actually, you know, not saying, like I'm going to be crazy and be like, where the men...
Moving on.
But yeah. Sorry, that was so funny.
Oh my gosh, tears.
But yeah, like, it was so funny because I'm like, love is genuinely just such a funny thing. And I think, like, sometimes, like, when we think about then, like, taking that to our faith.
Yeah.
We're like, no, Lord, like, I want this. I want a guy who looks like a dinosaur. I want a guy who looks like a puppy. And all of these things.
Yeah.
And now you're like,
but Lord, what about the attributes of that make a good partner?
Exactly.
Right?
Like, we are so focused on, like, the physicality of it. Like, we want to be like, Lord, he's going to be tall, guys.
And also, like, another thing that I've noticed in rom-coms, for example, also even in social media, the agenda of, even though things don't, again, everyone's relationship is very different, but I think for relationships to work, it's scientifically proven. You need to have same views on finance,
yeah.
Same views on beliefs or whatever. If you both are not religious, if you both are religious in the same, whatever. Mm. Or, like, there's certain things that make a relationship work. I forgot the five step or keys that contribute to a successful.
Like, you need more, like, a relationship needs more than just love. Love is, like, the most important.
Yes, love is a great thing.
We need to have these things in order.
Absolutely. So, for me, I wasn't looking at guys that, okay, does he have the fruit of the spirit? Because I'm a human being. I need to be dealt with by a person who has those things. A person who's going to be patient with me, be kind with me. Even though, which is something that I think I mentioned to you. I was like, you know, one thing I realized last year is that I need, not last year, the year before, Like sometimes I don't realize that I'm doing things wrong. So yeah. if I had someone who was like not patient with me, didn't know how to speak to me, then I would shut down or become defensive.
Yeah.
So those things, like the fruit of the spirit, the way that God sees a man needs to be, I think that is very important in how we do relationships.
I definitely think also like, you know, having that intentionality behind it.
Yes, that's another thing.
Because like, I know some people aren't like date to marry. But I think more so, because date to marry, I think kind of adds this pressure, like, I'm looking. Mm.
But what's wrong with me?
But I think like coming in with a way of like date with intention.
Yes.
I'm not going to date you just because.
But if you're being intentional, it means that you are thinking about marriage anyways.
Like in long term.
Yes.
So I am intentionally with you because I'm looking for A, B, C, D.
Yeah.
And those are the things I want in a person.
Yeah.
For like, do I want someone who wants to be a father? Do I want someone who wants to be a husband? Because if those are the things you want to do, like, for example, I want to be a mother one day. I want to be a wife one day.
Mm.
Why on earth would I be rocking with a guy who's like,
I don't want
to date.
Mm.
Ah,
or let's go with the flow.
To me, the going with the flow ain't my ministry.
No.
I need to see the planning and everything
The happening. Thing is, another thing I've seen in rom-coms is that sometimes you get a storyline where the girl is in one state and the guy is in the other state. And I'm not saying long distance relationships doesn't work, but it works, but only if both of you are intentional and have a plan on what's going to happen after this. For example,
close it.
Yes, the distance needs to be closed. If you're going to do long distance with no plan of not doing long distance anymore, it's not going to work. And a lot of the times we get the story of how people fall in love. One's from the city, one is from the countryside. Mm. And then after that, they fight and then one goes back to the city and then they come back together and they're like, I'm sorry, I think we can make this work. But nobody is speaking about how we're going to make this work. You know what I'm saying? And then the story ends before we figure out whether or not they end up together, married, they end up having kids. Mm. And I'm not saying every story needs to be that way, but I do think if we base our relationship knowledge off of that, then we will be disappointed when we have to practically live out relationships.
And I definitely think also like in terms of actually just, I wrote this down because last year we had a Bible study at church and it was about unconditional love.
Mm.
And something that I actually wrote down was, where is it now? It is that love isn't just a feeling. It's more than just a need or a tolerance. It's an action.
Mm.
And I think definitely like when we think about how God's love has been time to time, it's been like pursuing, reaching. I'm here. I'm here. Remember that I love you. I've loved you with an everlasting love.
Mm.
That isn't just like you're kind of cute, I guess.
Mm.
Like when God speaks about love, I mean, he is love.
Yeah.
So he doesn't play when it comes to how to go about it.
Yes, absolutely.
And I think we as people, believers or not,
we
are lacking the sense of understanding of what love is and how to live in it.
Yeah, it's funny that you say that because I was having the conversation with my mom this morning about relationships and she was talking about how people who are hurt by other people in relationships react and she's like, but why do people choose to hurt other people after they've been hurt and those kind of things. And I think I remember telling her and I'm like, you know, if we all did love God's way, then there's a certain we wouldn't be so anxious to get into a relationship. I think society now has become very anxious when it comes to relationship that we operate on hurt or be hurt. And because we don't want to be hurt, therefore we operate on I need to beat you to whatever that you could possibly do, right? So I think the biggest thing, like you've highlighted, is that we need to operate and do love the way God intended for it to be, right? Sure. And know why he intended for it to be that way. We know, like there's so many verses that, yes, the 1 Corinthians 13 that talks about love is this, love is that. But even in a relationship, God values marriage. We know that we can't do something without thinking about marriage. It's either you don't do dating like Paul or it's marriage. Yeah. You know what I mean? And there is no time of you need to get married in 6 months. So or a year or 3 years or whatever. Mm. I think the main, the important thing is the marriage aspect, right? Sure. But also,
it's more than just signing
paper. Papers. Yes, knowing what marriage is to God, the covenant that you're agreeing, or you getting yourself into, you know, as a man, what does God expect from you? As a woman, what does God expect from you? Mm. And with those two equations, once you practice or practically try and live out what God says about the woman and what God says about the man, that equation will help us build something that will be successful.
Sure.
And it doesn't mean that it won't have issues, because at the end of the day, we are people. Like I mentioned to you how God has been working on my heart to see my partner as a person, or as he sees me, right? Mm. And that helps me understand that I need to deal with the person with a little bit more patience. You know, the way God is patient with me, I make mistakes, I get back up and I apologize and I repent, and then I make steps to not do the same thing again.
Like, how do we improve this?
Yes, exactly. So I think the best formula is God's way. I think that is the best way to do it, because I don't think he will tell a woman how to be and men how to be and have that clash.
Yeah.
If he says these...
It's a puzzle piece.
Yes, it's puzzle pieces, exactly. So, yeah.
Wow. Wow, wow. Wee wow. Oh, you knew it was coming.
Yes, I knew it. I knew it, girl. We here now. We here.
So, yeah. Very interesting chats. Yeah. A lot of exposure.
Ooh,
a lot.
I'm going to take 6 months before I come back here again. I've done a lot.
Tune in. Grow in faith. Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
There is no shame in feeling overwhelmed, anxious, or emotionally vulnerable. As a young person, you are going to encounter situations that will make you feel unsafe, maybe alone, or even mentally unwell. I Am Youth and the Child Protection Hotline have joined hands to provide free counseling for young people that is easily accessible. Simply send a text or SMS or call the number 076-037-6345 to talk to someone today.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DStv 882, and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.